the commodities in which I'm trading in, are those commodities correct or not? I remember regarding trading of shares. So when we went to Port Elizabeth to meet Hazrat Mufti A.S. Desai Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he mentioned to us that the Mias in those days passed a fatwa that it's permissible to trade in the stock exchange. And his fatwa was against it. His fatwa was totally against it. So when Hazrat Muhammad Sula Rahmatullah Ali came to South Africa, they complained to him, said he's passing a fatwa like this. Now Maulana Masood Rahmatullah Ali, he said that, he told Mufti Abdul Sadiq Sahib that you must have your dalail ready. When I come to Port Elizabeth, I would like to see it, your proof for your fatwa. Now this is what I'm narrating to you, what Hazrat said to us. So when Hazrat went to Port Elizabeth, then he said, bring the dalail. He said, I had everything ready for him. So he read everything. And after reading everything, he said that your fatwa is correct. Your fatwa is correct. So muftis can differ also. And we have to look at the dalail, whose proofs are more stronger. So Hazrat told him that your dalail is correct. And I'll just add one more extra thing. I don't know if I should, but nevertheless, I'll just do it anyway. So the people complained to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali that he's very harsh. That he's very harsh. And Spain is quite harsh. He's narrating himself. So it's not like I'm telling you from my side. He's very harsh in what he writes. So Hazrati, he put his head down for a short while. And in Mufti is saying, in my nature, I'm not a harsh person also. I'm not a harsh person. In my nature, I'm a soft person. Whoever meets him, they say that he's a very loving person. In fact, some asatiza of ours, you know, what they had envisaged in their brain, when we went to meet him, they were totally, you know, they were totally taken aback. Because he's such a polite, kind, welcoming host, you know, and he gave us 45 minutes of his time, and I posed a lot of questions to him, but I will not open those questions today because obviously I need his ijazat for that, but one day inshallah we will. But in his talk with us, what he mentioned was that Hazrati, when they complained to Hazrat Muhammad Sula Khan that I'm very harsh, then he put his head down and he picked his head up and he said, "Waghluz alayhim, be harsh on them." Be harsh. Because if a person, if nobody is making amal on nahi and in munkar, when evil is taking place, and nobody is stopping that evil, so you need one to people with a strong whoop to bring people in line with the Sharia. That's why they say, Umar wa ashadduhum fi amrillahi Umar. So every nation needs an Umar also. وَشَدُّهُمْ فِي عَمْرِ اللَّهِ سَنَجِي. There was one person, he came for Faisla by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Faisla never go in his favor. And he went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala for Faisla. Hazrat Umar never waste time with him. So he went for his sword. Said, you coming from there, the Faisla came, you're not happy with that? So وَشَدُّهُمْ فِي عَمْرِ اللَّهِ Umar. You need a person. So Hazrat Maulana Masula put his head down. Hazrat Mufti A.S. is telling me. And he picked his head up and he said, "Waghluz alayhim, be harsh on him." So he said, what I'm doing, I'm following my Sheikh's advice.